Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
No more WooFoo test to get back into the United States if you leave the country. So, the WooFlu nonsense is officially not quite over. I'd love to give you better news, folks, but if you think the Democrats are going to give up, you're silly. You're silly. They want to have a reminder. It's not going to work, though. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Do you understand the contradictions that exist right now with WooFlu? Let me ask you this. Are you worried about catching WooFlu? Seriously worried? I've had it. It was a booger because I fought it like the flu, but I survived it. And I have zero fear of it at this point. And my bet is, so do most of you. Now, there are a few people out there still wearing masks, all the virtue signalers. They want to remind people, I'm doing this for you. But the majority of people, this is nowhere on their mind. You know what is on their mind? Inflation. You know what is on their mind? Losing their jobs because of WooFlu. And I told you, I said the government would do a job of backing up slowly, like, hey, let's pretend it never happened. Let's just slowly back away. But again, contradictions. The DOJ or somebody, I don't know, some department in the government is suing. We still want mask, man. Or we still want mandates. We want to be able to federally tell you what to do, even though the states can disregard. See, they like the idea that a state can tell you, oh yeah, you're free to move around the state, but the federal government comes in and says, yeah, but wear your mask at the airport, and wear your mask if you're on an Amtrak, and wear your mask if you're in a federal building. We will continue to remind people of our power. That's what it was. Played a clip the other day. That was what Fauci was all about. Well, you know, it's not up to the individual to wear their mask. It's the someone, unelected bureaucrat that makes a lot of money to determine who should be able to wear their mask or not. Not you, not the individual. Oh, man, they got me upset. They got me upset. The contradictions, folks. There are schools that still, we need to shut down. Our teachers are not safe. There are businesses that go, well, we're going to make our employees wear masks, but you don't have to. I've been in at least three or four businesses where they go, well, it's mask optional for our employees. And, of course, these young 20-somethings have their mask on. They got to remind us, ooh, I'm saving lives. They have nothing better to do. They've done nothing in their miserable lives. So they got to remind you, I'm doing my part to save lives. It was a calling for them. And the left loves it. They, oh, look at you over there. You're so, look at you, so brave. Same thing about coming out gay, right? You're so brave. Jason Collins was so brave. So brave he dated a chick for 2 years, didn't tell her he was gay. But he's brave that he came out. Yeah, well, you're not brave if you wear a mask. You're a coward. That's what you are. If you're one of these people that legitimate, I mean, you think, you know what, I'm compromised, I don't care, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about these 20-something, 30-somethings that no compromising of their immune system whatsoever. Just, it's for, now it's for show, it's for, look at me. Anyway, teachers, I don't want to go back to school because I could die. You could have died before that. Some states are wide open. Other states still want to have that specter of, I will come and get you. I can come down on you at any time. Don't you dare. You will remember that the long arm of the law is there. States like California, Massachusetts, Oregon, etc. These leftist enclaves of just absolute stupidity. Mask or no mask. You don't know. You still keep them with you? You still got one with you? Got them in the car? What happened to the vaccines? Yeah, what happened? Big Pharma still pushing shots for toddlers. Big Pharma still pushing pills for, we now know, you don't even have to take a test now to fly back here. It's so nondescript now, Wu Flu. No tests needed. If you're coming in from another country, so what? It's over. But it's not. Because every now and then they'll trot little Fauci the fraud out, and he'll go, well, though there are no more real cases, the efficacy of the possibility of having the coronavirus, the COVID-19, recur is good. You know, whatever. I don't know what the current clown would say. But you know what he does. He can never just say, you know what, guys? The scare's over. All the stuff that I told you were lies. All the things that I had you do were lies. And it was just to see if you'd play along. By the way, have you seen this video that shows the adverse effects of this shot? It's gut-wrenching. I think about it, and I say to myself, man, I'm so glad I don't know anybody that's going through this. There are people, guys, I don't even want you to watch it. They are just jerking. I mean, imagine if I were trying to do the radio show, and this is what you are hearing the whole time. That's what these people are going through. Dozens. There's an hour and 30-minute video. I'm not exaggerating this. 15 seconds max a person. So just think how many 15 seconds you have in an hour and a half. 4 per minute for 90 minutes. Okay? 360 minutes of people in agony. Some of them dropping dead on film. Newscasters, referees, coaches, sports people, you name it, all walks of life, happen to have the video on them, they're doing something, and boom, they just drop like a rock. I'm just telling you, 360 minutes of just person after person, boom, boom, at least 300 of them, and people telling their stories. I wasn't like this until I took the shot. And some arm or something jerking. People who were productive. Youngsters. I'm not talking about a bunch of old people. I'm talking about people 20, even younger, to 50. You do not want to see this video. But you do. Somebody should be sued for this. It is the most heart-wrenching, horrendous thing one of them that I've ever seen. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know about you, but I'm really not liking this Biden prosperity. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but inflation went up. With Biden, the statement should be, change I can't remember to believe in. 844-551-8255 is how you can reach me and the team. And for those of you who are joining the Backstage Club, I appreciate it. I know we've had some issues with our PayPal link. If you donate, it's actually charging shipping. Now, look, I know PayPal. I know y'all have something against us. But really? And if it were me and I was donating $5 and it was charging me $3 shipping, believe it or not, this is what PayPal is doing to us. They charge, there's no product, there's no nothing. People donate and then it says, oh, by the way, you got $3 shipping on your donation. You'd probably think it was a scam or something we're doing. It's PayPal. This has never happened. Unbelievable that what these people, and you don't know it until somebody puts it to, look, we've been doing this for a long time. A long time. Never have we had anything like this occur. I want to tell you how devious these people are. They turn us against each other. People write, Kevin, I donated $5 and you charged me $3 shipping. What? What are you talking about? Then we go check, and sure enough, these suckers would do stuff like this. I would say, go try it for yourself. Get people to donate. Go try. Go get $10 and watch. We'll charge you $3 shipping. Now, that would be a nice gimmick. Anyway, we're getting it fixed. I think it's been fixed, but I couldn't believe that. That's pretty devious when you think about it, because when you're messing with people's money, that's when they really get, you know, they were, Kevin, we love you. You're so funny. We love your show. $3 shipping for a donation. I hate you, brother. You know, it's a quick way to get people to turn. But that's what they do. And you don't even think about it. I don't have the type of mind that goes, okay, how are they going to get me? I got to make sure that they never charge me shipping on my donations. I would never even consider that. But there's some little devious leftists out there. How do we get these conservatives mad at one another? I know. When they donate, we'll charge them shipping. And everybody's like, yay! Dr. Evil! God, man, who think? It's like with Chicago when they decided they needed to new money. And they go, okay, let's do a sneaker tax. Sneakers. And it was a great thing to call it a sneaker tax because it sneaked up on you. They charge extra money, like 50 cents per pair of basketball shoes, you know, sneakers. And so they raise over $2 million with the sneaker tax. Well, you know who pays the sneaker tax? Inner city black kids. They're the ones hooping it up, playing basketball, you know, playing in sports. They were the ones paying the sneaker tax, an unfair tax. By the way, are there not enough taxes on these shoes that are made for about $1.50 in Thailand or Malaysia or with some, you know, forced migrant labor and then charge $200 a pair? Are you not making enough money in your sales tax? It just goes to show you what these people are willing to do. Biden prosperity. And if you think these sneaker taxes and stuff like this are interesting, just get a load of all the others. It's no wonder that the Democrats are making a big deal over January 6th. I refuse to talk about it. This is why I won't cover it, except to tell you this. It is complete nonsense, and you need to be vocal about it. You need to be telling people, I don't buy this January 6th BS. You know what I wish I could afford to buy? Gasoline, groceries, but I'm not buying this. You're not getting 1 ounce, one penny of my mind power on nonsense. You stole the election. 2,000 mules will prove it, as will the thing that we're doing, which, by the way, we had meetings today with the team from True the Vote and OPSEC. We're in full force, full bore. We're going. We did our first fundraiser. Did okay. Considering the gravity of the situation, I anticipated doing better. And we have a big investor who says they want to be a big part of it. So I'll let you guys know. But the point is, that movie will get made whether people donate a nickel to me or not. I'm making it. I've decided we're going forward. Now, don't misunderstand me. If I make this film and I have to do it all with my money, I'm going to be one pee off little black dude, because I think that we do enough. We do enough. By the way, in case you guys are interested, we're sending two at-risk kids to D.C., all expenses, to Hillsdale, to meet with Hillsdale and go we have what's called a Hillsdale feeder program, where we take these at-risk kids, and Hillsdale's given us two slots. So I think we filled one, but we have a slot for one more. So if you know of an at-risk kid that's at least a sophomore in high school, that is college aptitude, wants to get a classical education, is a good potential candidate for Hillsdale, and also a good person to go spread the word about conservatives in their community, then send them our way. All expenses paid. From July 11th through the 16th, They're going to go up to the nation's capital and be around congressmen and senators and go and look at, you know, where this country formed. And it, we're covering, we're toting the freight. So if you do want to help support that program, you know, we certainly need it. But we're sending these kids there because we want to start getting these kids out of regular colleges and into good quality conservative educations where they learn to love this country and they actually get educated. Just so you know, to get into Hillsdale, you have to have a 1430 SAT. That's practically Ivy League. It's not easy, but we take these kids from soup to nuts. They get into our college entrance program called C-Prep, and we walk them through. But anyway, and here's the good thing. Talk about prosperity, Biden prosperity. If the college is costing a fortune, Joe Biden's taking all your money, and here's what we do. We have a program. It's $1,250. We cover it for these at-risk kids. We put them in this feeder program. We walk them through to make sure that they have the complete, that they're getting educated. Okay, we make sure they know how to test. They do the critical thinking stuff. Our testing is amazing. We make sure they have the right career plan so that they can go either to college or vocational school, and we walk them through this program. But here's the big part of it. We save the parents thousands of dollars. We pick the school. We say, this is, they may want to go to this school, but if they go here, it's going to save you a fortune. You're not going to feed the beast. And they're going to get a better education over here for less money. We also tell parents, your son or daughter should not go to college. They should go to this vocational school. We'll test them to get them in there. We'll give them a scholarship to that, or we'll get them a scholarship to it, or tell them how to get money, grant money. That's what our program does. So we can help you get past some of this Biden prosperity, and I use my finger quotes. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th Made for TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steirwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote
by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day, and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just one of the, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, buddy!
Reports the national average for gasoline pump has hit $5 per gallon, setting a new record in the U.S. Hey, Joe Biden, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Fuel inflation shows no sign of abating. Amid, get this, folks, you ready for some supply chain issues? Severe bottlenecks in refining and robust demand as peak driving season is underway. In other words, just in time for summer, Joe Biden gives you the highest price gasoline in the history of the Republic. It's not even adjusted for inflation. It's just out of reach. This is just amazing. Where's the revolt? Can you imagine if Donald Trump were president, or any Republican president, but specifically Trump, what would they be saying right now? Here, families have to travel. They got to do things. And forget, I mean, it's one thing to have peak season during travel. What about just average day-to-day life where your gasoline price has doubled and in some cases tripled? I mean, I don't know what you were paying before, but I think, what was the average before? $2.79 or something like that? So we're almost double what gasoline cost under Trump. Can you imagine if it were opposite? Obama handed Trump $2.79 gas, and then Trump took it up to whatever. Let me tell you, do you remember what Obama handed Trump in gasoline pricing? It was higher. Trump reduced it. Essentially made us energy independent, got it down to $2.59 or $2.79. It was somewhere along that range as the national average, which means you could have been paying $2.29. So, wow, this is just amazing. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. National average, $5 a gallon. This is Patrick DeHaan, the petroleum analysis expert at Gas Buddy. He said in this article, as the pain at the pump keeps getting worse, a gas station owner in Massachusetts is taking a stand against the unprecedented hikes in prices. It's hard enough for people to put groceries on the table after working in the factory or whenever they work for 30 hours a week. I started out country and then I went to a different voice. Did y'all catch that? They work 30 to 40 hours a week and I'm able to put gas in the car and get to work. I don't want to be a part of that, says Wren Mobile owner Reynold Gladue. The Wren's Mobile gas station has been serving the community since 1970s, but with fuel costs close to $5 per gallon, the owner decided to pump the brakes on gas sales. By the way, I will tell you this, where I live in Arizona, it crested $6. Remember me talking about $4.17 or $4.19? Got my attention, and I told my son it was $16 to take him to and from baseball practice. It is now $6. It is above $6 to fill up, because I have to use premium in my cars. So it is now crested $6. And it's not $6 and a penny. It's like $6.07. And I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that it's going to be $6.17 the next time I have to fill up or whatever. It's moving that fast. But, hey, the Democrats tell us, celebrate it. Hey, this is all good. I think that's what Joe Biden's press secretary said. Something along the lines of, no. This is what we've planned and people are ready. I don't know what she said, but it was idiotic. Anyway, he decided he's not going to sell gas, this guy Reynold Gladue. So he put signs up that says, out of gas. And this is what he said that led him to finally drain his tanks. 2 weeks ago, they came in on a Friday. Let me just tell you how jacked up people in Massachusetts are. And the same thing is true of, who was it, Robert De Niro, who we played this clip for. He doesn't want to blame Biden. The leftists, no matter what you tell them, they don't want to blame Biden. It doesn't matter. You could have people flopping in the streets from this vaccine. Don't blame Biden. You could have people, they could show you babies dying in Ukraine, you know, from whatever, and they wouldn't blame Biden. There's nothing these leftists would do to blame Biden except you better keep it in their faces, because eventually they're going to wake up and get it. But anyway, let me give you this twisted logic of this guy at the gas station. He says 2 weeks ago, they came in on a Friday. They came in and said they put the price up 20 cents. He said the following day, which was a Saturday, they said gas is up another 20 cents. Right off the bat, bells went off in my head. I said, how can it go up 40 cents in less than 24 hours? And this is the guy from Boston. He said he couldn't do that to customers while gas companies like Mobil benefit. Now, that's the reason why I read you this story. I want you to understand how the media is trying to portray this. It's not Joe Biden's fault. It's Mobil's fault. It's those greedy capitalist pigs. Well, why do you think Mobil is struggling to do this? They can't get the oil leases. In other words, Joe Biden creates a supply chain problem, then he blames Mobil. So let's say Mobil is sitting on 1 billion gallons of gasoline, just, you know, using a number. And that gasoline at the time when they refined it cost them $1 to refine. That's going to get sold wholesale, but let's follow the numbers. So then suddenly there's a shortage. Mobil says we can't replenish the 1 billion gallons of gasoline in the same amount of time. Well, guess what happens with a commodity? It goes up, and it goes up randomly, just like pork bellies and orange juice and a host of other things that are on the commodities market. The price of gold is a commodity. It can spike from day to day. So this guy wants to blame Mobil when, in fact, he should be blaming Joe Biden. Because if Joe Biden hadn't stopped our production of oil here in the United States and what Donald Trump had left this clown, we wouldn't be in this position. Now, I don't know what the Republicans are going to do to thwart this. But here's what I would be doing with my money. I would be reminding people that under Trump, we were energy independent. Absent of Trump, we are now begging people for energy. Joe Biden is going to Saudi Arabia and being rebuffed. He's going to all the OPEC countries. None of them will take his call. Not Qatar, not Saudi Arabia, not UAE. None of these oil-producing countries give a crap about Joe Biden. So they're ignoring him. They wouldn't ignore Trump. We all know this. So we should be pushing these issues. We should be reminding people of this. And so let's go. It's Mobil. He says there's no justifying it. It's the same gas that was in the ground that they're just making extra money on. That cracks me up. He thinks it's like these people that go to the grocery store and say, I don't know why meat's more expensive. You know, it's just the same stuff that was in the package when I went there yesterday. They have no clue What happens on the back end of this, on the front end, where, you know, in the case of beef, you've got cattle, you've got to feed them, you got to get them to market, and suddenly there's a shortage. Yeah, you wonder, well, prices go up because there's a supply chain issue. Oh, man. I'm not going to give you guys an economics lesson. You're smart enough to know. But what I'm telling you is it doesn't do us any good to be smart and internalize it. What you have to do in being smart is to say, I'm not going to let you try to make this an Exxon Mobil problem. I'm not going to let you make this a Putin problem. This problem is going to reside where it is. And all you should say to any leftist is, just remind me, where was gasoline when Trump was president?
Oh, well, you know, this happened and you can't blame the president. Okay, fine. Don't blame the president. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I know what gasoline was under Trump and I know what it is under Biden. I know what? I would rather be under Trump. Forget blaming presidents. Let's just put the gasoline price when Barack Obama was president. Tell me what I need to be, you know, what he was paying. I'll tell you this. I'd rather have the gasoline price under Trump. So here's what's interesting. We've got a guy sandwiched between two leftist presidents, and I would defy you. Tell me which gas price do you want to pay? Which one made us energy independent? Let me ask you a simple question. Do you want energy independence or not? Do you want to depend on somebody else for put it a different way. Do you want to depend on somebody else to feed you, to clothe you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to a leftist. Forget it. Move on. But you conservatives get my point. I know that. Oh, my goodness. He says, I will continue to operate. He says he's going to keep his business open for as long as he can. But he says he refuses to be part of the problem. Says he will continue to service cars and keep his business open as long as he can. And he says he'll teach Mobil. Here's what they're going to need to do for him to bring gas back to his station. Stop robbing the public. Well, let me tell you, buddy, Mobil is not concerned. There are plenty of places to sell their petrol. But get this. Mobil issued a statement that said this. We do not own or operate retail fuel stations in the U.S. Service stations are individually owned and price their fuel based on local market competition and other business factors. In other words, this guy's lying. He doesn't have to raise the price of gas by 20 cents. It's a publicity stunt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're going to talk more about Joe Biden prosperity a little later in the broadcast. Right now, I want to shift gears and talk more about Hunter. You know, the Joe Biden, what do you call him? He's the most brave guy, the most stand-up guy I've ever met. His crackhead son, Hunter. The guy who flunked out of the Navy because he's a dope fiend. Then he gets caught with a DUI, goes to rehab multiple times, while his brother's dying. Look, you would think that if your brother's dying of brain cancer, that you would sober up. No, not Hunter. And do I need to walk you through his laptop? One of my buddies said,
You just can't unsee. He said he watched some of the stuff on Hunter's laptop. He goes, Kev, you just can't unsee some stuff. I have no clue. He goes, whatever the most scummy guy you've ever seen. He used the movie reference, but I hadn't seen the movie with, what was his name, that Australian actor. But he says, this guy was like totally cracked out in the movie. He goes, Hunter looked 10 times worse. And he goes, you just can't unsee it. I don't even want to know. Earmuffs, eye muffs. I don't want to know. Hunter Biden, man, this guy is a Maury figure. He's Jerry Springer Maury. You know, you are the father. He's all of that rolled into one. This family is trailer park trash. They are so fortunate that Joe Biden was able to snow enough people to get that family out of whatever they are. But they're just high class scumbags. I mean, if you want to use the idea that Joe Biden's now the fake president, former senator, talk about orchestrated your life. I thought Obama's life was orchestrated. Look at Joe Biden's in comparison. So we got Hunter Biden, who's apparently, I'm not going to moralize about anybody that goes to see women that want to do whatever they want to do with their body. That's not for me to moralize. You know, a lot of guys will tell you it's cheaper to probably go with a call girl than to date some of the women that they've dated. So that's a whole other thing. But this guy specializes in it. He likes that seedy, nasty woman, which, by the way, he's certainly in the right party for it, right? Democrats, because they're full of them. They call themselves, remember when Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas and Hillary Clinton were proud, nasty girls? They were proud. I'm a nasty girl. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll go with that. I'll go with that, Liz. You are a nasty girl. You know some. And again, it's not about, you know, their sexual activities or whatever. It's just their attitude, and just there's something about it. And you know what I'm talking about. It's a feeling you get around these leftist women. They're not only nasty. I'm not talking about just in the sexual way. They're nasty people. They're nasty human beings. They are the reason we have a show called Mean Girls. Watch their drivel. Rich Housewives or whatever. Those are leftist. That's how they get the shows. That's how, and they crave the fame. Even if it's, you know, doing it the wrong way. I'm going to pick on her because Kim Kardashian, how is she famous? She's famous for making a sex tape. And apparently the guy she was with was, he got their attention as well. I'm going to keep all this very delicate. So the point is, that's the way they get the attention. And the way they keep it is that they have to tell you, my butt is even bigger this year. My lips are even bigger. I got an anal bleach. Yeah, they love black people so much they get their anuses bleached. Just giving you some food for thought here, people. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The cover-up for this kid, this nasty man, Joe Biden's kid, the family, they're all dirty. And look, I'm not even going to tell you that you get into power and what happens. Family comes in and goes, hey, listen, hey, help, do that. I need to do this, I need to do that, y'all need that, blah, blah, blah. And I have a friend who's running for governor that said, we'll not hire family and friends because I don't want any type of impropriety. So if you're supporting her campaign and you're a friend, technically a friend, you're not getting in. She's like, I don't want any of that. You're either going to do the job or you're not going to do the job. Now, I think that in this case, you could soften her stance and say, I'll hire you, but you're going to be fired like anybody else. There will be no getting access to me and all this stuff. But I see why this particular candidate wants a clean break and says, if I'm in office, I'm not hiring my friends. Keeps away all the optics. But leftists will do it. Look at what we're dealing with Hunter Biden. You know, Donald Trump tells his kids, disassociate yourself with all the businesses, yada, yada, yada. because I don't want any cause, anybody pointing the finger at any of us. And they lose billions of, you know, certainly I know they lost at least $1 billion. That's one report I read. And do you know, leftists celebrated that. They celebrated that the Trump family lost money. But when it comes to Hunter, mum's the word. Nobody wants to say anything. Well, it turns out Hunter Biden was doing something similar to Jesse Jackson. You remember Jesse Jackson put his mistress on the payroll of Operation, what's it called, Push? Push, put hope in your veins and not dope in your brains. Jesse Jackson would talk to people, to the people about this. So, yeah, so Jesse Jackson was paying his paramour, the chick he was having an affair with, out of his books from Operation Push, lavishing trips on her and all this, and you know what it was about, right? These were boondoggles. When he wasn't hanging out with old lady Jackson, he was over here with the girl, sorry, Miss Jackson, his whatever, girlfriend, and taking her on lavish trips at taxpayer expense because it was a charity. Operation Push was a charity. So she's on the payroll getting these lavish trips. Hey, nice job if you can get it, right? Well, it turns out Hunter Biden was doing something. And before I even jump into Hunter, do you think that there are not a bunch of other leftists that are doing the same? How many congressmen do you think are doing the same thing? And when I say leftists, I'm not talking about just Democrats. How many congressmen do you think have girlfriends or boyfriends that are on their payroll that they have, you know, it's, oh, yeah, this is my certain staffer. Yeah, it's your staffer, all right. And they go with the trips and they do all the things. I mean, yeah, how many? Yeah. So it isn't anything new, but it's what you would not expect of somebody that's a public servant. And you certainly wouldn't expect of it if it's using taxpayer money. And that's what Hunter Biden was doing. Here's what they said. London Roberts earned $1,500 for 40 hours of work from Biden's company, Owasco PC, on November 16, 2018, according to a recovered payroll file. This was in the Washington Examiner. You don't have to believe me. Two other recovered files show Owasco spent an additional $521.37 to provide health, dental, and vision insurance for Roberts for the same month. So she's getting paid $1,500 for 40 hours. I don't know what that is. Do the math. And for I don't know what. What are her services? The payroll records are part of a trove of 168,000 deleted files that were recovered from Biden's abandoned laptop. Konstantinos Gus Dimitrelos, a cyber forensic expert commissioned by the Washington Examiner to examine the hard drive, retrieved the deleted files from unallocated space on the drive using a technique called data carving. Roberts, London Roberts this is, sued Biden in Arkansas for child support in 2019. She disclosed in court filings that his company paid her from May of 2018 through November of 2018, but these specific amounts were not publicly disclosed. Roberts said in the filing that she never received a tax payment for these payments. Now, I don't know what that statement means other than she probably didn't have to pay her, didn't pay her taxes because they just, oh, they didn't give her her 1099. So May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 7 months, Hunter Biden paid this woman for her services. And we, the taxpayers, paid it because you can bet if they did a forensic thing on this, we're going to find out that they buried it somewhere in something else. Now, if you or I did this, we'd be in prison. It would be tax evasion. Well, I'm not going to say we'd be in prison, but we'd certainly have hefty fines. I don't even think the media cares about it. Why do I talk about this stuff every day on my show? I beat these people up because I'm not going to let them forget it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.